If last week's meetings in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau were supposed to clarify some of the recent changes to the Alaska Care Health Plan, it did not appear to work. Gary Miller represents Southeast Alaska on the Executive Board of Retired Public Employees of Alaska.
For me, the biggest concern was I have to have four cleanings a year for my teeth because I've had problems with receding gum lines. And the previous insurance companies always covered it. Now they're telling me they will only cover two.
State retirement system benefits are guaranteed by the Alaska Constitution. The state Supreme Court has interpreted that to mean benefits can be revised but not reduced. Retired public employees hired a consultant to do a side-by-side comparison of the current plan booklet and a proposed update. The analysis found about 75 different reductions in benefits, but only 11 additions.
They did not have an actuary look at that and see if the additions equal the deductions. And my guess is that when they reduced it far more than the additions.
Mike Barnhill, Deputy Commissioner of the Alaska Department of Administration, insists the changes will not diminish benefits. But during the meeting with Juneau retirees last week, he apologized for the transition to new plan administrators.
Quite frankly, our communication was not enough.
Barnhill admitted the state has not produced its own comparison of the current plan booklet and proposed revisions. Until the new version is adopted, Aetna and Moda Health are supposed to be operating under the 2003 update, which has been amended several times since, the latest on January 1st.
I absolutely do not think that anything that we did on January 1st is a diminishment. I absolutely think that everything we did on January 1st is an enhancement that will save the plan costs and will save the members' costs.
One of the more controversial changes to the plan steers members to health care providers in the Aetna and Moda Health networks. Members who go to another doctor or dentist could pay more out of pocket for things that used to be covered. Several retirees at the Juneau meeting pointed out problems with the network list.
People who are no longer practicing, like Dr. Reiswig, is listed twice.
There are no dental surgeons.
Dr. Gross left.
Okay. I'm not going to dispute that it could be better. We want to work to make it better, because that is the answer for this plan and for this state.
Barnhill said the overall goal is to reduce premiums. He said there's no timeline for adopting the revised booklet, which many retirees have complained is full of confusing legal jargon. Miller says Aetna and Moda Health do not appear to be following either version of the plan book.
Aetna and Moda seem to have pretty much a free rein now to do what they want.
Barnhill says the state will hold additional public meetings on the plan changes in April. Before then, he promised the state would release its own side-by-side analysis of the current plan and the revised version, which is out for public comment. More than 84,000 people are covered by Alaska Care plans, including 38,000 retirees, 6,600 active state workers, and their dependents. Most active state workers are covered by other plans. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.